this is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. Once again, we find an engaging plot of intrigue and rivalry, murder and coup d'etat in the Bible, this time in Judges chapter 9, the account of Abimelech, son of Gideon. The trouble began when Abimelech went to his maternal relatives and persuaded them to make him king rather than to have to deal with all of his brothers. It was all about expediency. Although it is reasonable not to fret over the brand or color of a toothbrush, electing a political leader for the sake of ease is not advisable. I fear that all too often we are tempted to disengage from important political and social matters because we feel it would require too much mental and physical effort to be involved. Unfortunately, if we opt out for the sake of our own comfort, we may be jeopardizing our own well-being. Such was the case with all the leaders of Shechem, who caused Abimelech to reign as king. After Abimelech killed all but the youngest of his brothers, the youngest, Jotham, stood atop Mount Gerizim, the same mountain from which the blessings of God were announced as the Israelites entered the Promised Land, and he prophesied the destruction of Shechem and Abimelech. After just 3 years, Abimelech fell out of favor with the leaders of Shechem, and treachery was afoot. In the end, there was war between Abimelech with his thugs and the very people that had assented to making him the king. The city of Shechem was broken down, its people killed, its ground sold with salt, and its leaders and its tower burned with fire. Abimelech's skull was crushed when a woman dropped a millstone upon it. Proverbs 14:12 warns us that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is the ways of death. When we see people making careless decisions that will cost them their lives, do we, like Jotham, stand atop a mountain and cry out a warning? Even though they may not listen, are we still moved with compassion to do so? Marayahu, a.k.a. Matthew, chapter 9, verse 36, tells us that when Yeshua saw the crowds, he was moved with pity for them, because they were tired and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. We cannot make them follow, but can we at least point them to the shepherd of their souls? Now, go honor your king.